Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I was following the Board of Supervisors meeting the other day when the supervisor for the 2nd District, Estelle Fennell, participated in her final meeting as supervisor. Supervisor Fennell lost her seat to Southern Humboldt resident Michelle Bushnell. Supervisor Fennell was honored at the meeting by State Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblyman Jim Wood with a gold resolution from the state of California for her decades of service to Humboldt County. Many other dignitaries, as well as newly elected 2nd District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell, spoke of the positive contributions attributed to Supervisor Fennell during her time as 2nd District Supervisor. I've known Estelle for many years, dating back to the early 90s during my time as a sheriff's sergeant for the Garville Station. At that time, Estelle was a newscaster for KMUD Radio, so I often was interviewed by Estelle on various law enforcement matters. The most important thing that I will always recall about Estelle was her fairness in reporting the news. I knew that when I responded to a question from her, I never had to worry about things being reported out of context or manipulated in some way. Estelle was a great ally and friend to law enforcement with reasonable reporting on facts, good or bad. She'll be missed in county government, but knowing Estelle as I do, she will find other ways to serve and contribute. So good wishes in the future, my friend. The other issue up for debate was in regards to Richardson Grove Project, which would widen and straighten the roadway through Richardson Grove. This project has been in the works for at least 20 years and is designed to allow large trucks to enter Humboldt County through a grove of redwood trees located in state park property. The project has been litigated for years, and the plans have been changed numerous times to address the concerns of the public, as well as many environmental groups. Approximately 38 trees are slated to be removed to straighten the roadway. Most of those trees are small in diameter, with no old growth needing to be removed. This is a very sound project with minimal impact, despite what the environmentalists say. In the scope of things, this project is minuscule as compared to other road improvement projects throughout the state. There have been numerous injunctions halting the project, which have included remedies for lifting of the injunctions, all of which have been met. What this comes down to is a difference in philosophy between those who desire reasonable growth within the county and those who believe in zero growth for future development. Adjusting the roadway through this small grove of trees will result in enhanced commerce and deliverability of goods to our area. Humboldt County will not become an expressway to other parts of the state or Oregon, but the project will benefit the county and its residents and residents with a viable route for the transportation of goods in or out of the county. I want to acknowledge Supervisors Bone, Bass, and Fennell for their courage in voting in favor of the project and express my concerns over the small-minded stance of Supervisors Wilson and Madrone in voting against the project. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.